Robbo, firstly, has it gone this week?
Yeah, it's been a great week. Lads have worked extremely hard, especially with the conditions. It's been some temperatures have been hard to deal with, but the lads have pushed themselves and got the jobs done. So it's been a great week for everyone.
In the modern game, you've got to be fit. You've got to be athletes.
Yeah, you've got to be fit. You've got to be not only fit, you've got to be mentally fit for the season ahead. It's a long season, loads of games. So if you have a good cut run as well, there's extra games to add on, extra time, things like that. So you've got to take into consideration of how you want your body to be and what level you want it to be at.
Players here as well, new players, can bond quicker when they're out in a training camp like this.
Yeah, definitely. And it helps when you've got a great group of lads who make everyone welcome, make them feel welcome straight away and get involved with all the banter that happens on. So they've settled in really well, the new lads, this week.
It is, though, the championship, we're looking forward to it already, but, you know, there's no ifs and buts. What a tough league this is.
Yeah, it's a very tough league. Like I said before, we've got to have that mental toughness in certain games, yet we've got to be resilient, we've got to be solid, because we know that certain teams will come at us in different ways, and be ready. We've got to be ready for it. So we've had a good week here now, but obviously when we get back, we'll have loads of games, and that's when it gets going in them games.
Sometimes us outside the game, we think you're playing a game of football, but the whole mental approach to it is that starts around Wednesday, doesn't it, for the game?
Yeah, it does, yeah. That mental preparation's ready to go. Obviously then, what way you need to get your body and what conditioning you need to get it ready for the weekend. Because it's Saturday, Tuesday. So you've got to just keep going, and you've got to look after your body in the right way.
Who's, the players that they're looking, we've only watched them training, but they're looking sharp and ready.
Yeah.
Are they, you've been around the game long enough to say, does it look good enough for you? Do we look in good nick?
I think we could do with a few more bodies in. Obviously, we're looking at suspensions or injuries that we could pick up during the season. I think the gaffer knows that. He's been doing his best to try and get deals done. But like you say, the squad that we've got, we're ready to go. But it's always nice when you get that extra couple of bodies in to help you out. It gives the group a lift. But at the moment, we're just, as a group, we're carrying on as normal. And then when new players do come in, we'll make them as welcome as what we have the other lads.
Do you still get a buzz? You've been at it a long time.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love the game. Love the buzz of that, like you say, you have that break, you enjoy your family time, but then you do, when it's that week before you're ready to go back, you get that buzz back, you're ready to go again. But I'm no different. I want us to crack on. I want us to have a great season this year. Obviously, I'm looking forward to my coaching role as well, yeah, with B League, doing that work. So there's new challenges for me ahead, but it's, like I say, I always enjoy a challenge, and I've done that throughout my career. I've loved it, and I'll carry on doing it.
The coaching side of it, I mean, you've been in the game that long, and with all due respect, you've been in it a long time. You've won things, you've done things. That's going to count for working with the development squad.
Yeah, and that's my aim. My aim is to, I want to see the 21 players that we'll be working with next year. I want to see them like they're pushing the gaffer. I want the gaffer to be turning around and saying, "Are these ready?" And for me and Bailey to achieve that, that would be the best feeling for us, is that we're seeing the 21 players getting on that turf at St Andrews.
But you'll know, won't you, that if they're ready or not? You'll know,
yeah,
better
course,
than
anyone. Yeah, of course I will. And like I say, it's down to me and Bailey to push them, to get them to that levels, and to get them to want to play in the first team, to want them to get to that level and push themselves as hard as they can.
How big a job will you have mentally with them? Because sometimes, you know, you're in the development squad, it's like, I'm not in the first team, and almost you wonder whether or not they'll put it in. But if you can get that into them, that this is a stepping stone, then you can get more out of them.
You've got to be ruthless in different ways. I mean, like you say, you've got to have that stern approach with them where they're not slacking off, they're ready to go. And that's the way you can be with them. Obviously, yeah, you want them to enjoy their football as much as they can. That's the most important thing, is that they're going on that pitch and they're enjoying that football. But at the same time, is obviously for them, it's now is right. This is probably my last chance saloon to get into this first team, or to then go on. Are they going to push themselves then to go on to the first team, or are they going to look to move on to other clubs where they'll play first team football? And that will be, like you say, the most pleasing thing, is that we're getting them into the first team squad at Birmingham.
For those players, though, they never know, because injuries and suspensions, you could be out of favour today and tomorrow it all changes.
Exactly. And there could be times in cup games during this year where the gaffer might think, okay, I want to give the young lads a bit of a go here. And for them, it'll be, right, are you ready now? Let's go. So they've got to be ready. They've got to be ready to go.
but with all the coaching, for you, you're still playing, aren't you?
I'm still playing. I'm still playing, yeah. No one's getting me out of that role yet until I say it's my decision when enough's enough, and I'll do that when I'm good and ready to do it, but I'm still loving the game.
You've always been honest, though, so
yeah.
Nobody will need to tell you, I wouldn't
think. No, I know my own body. Yeah. My own body is, like last year, I played with a few niggles, and yeah, okay, I shouldn't have pushed myself so much, and I should have given other people a chance to play, but that was my character, and that was probably the leader in me that wanted to carry on and do it. But yeah, I learnt from that from last year, them situations, and I'll come back fitter and stronger again this year and do exactly the same thing.
Playing with injuries and therefore not at your best, sometimes, you know, it's an admirable thing to do, but yeah, Sometimes it ain't good for you because, you know what I mean? Some unfair criticism sometimes.
Yeah, of course, it's part and parcel of football. I can deal with that. I can take that on the chin. I'm not fussed with criticism. It's what you do with football. For me, it just goes over my head. For me, the best thing now is to love playing football and to encourage people around me to do the jobs that they're good at. And that's my role. That's what I see when I first come here. I'll keep saying it each year. I want this club to get back to the Premiership. Mm. That's my aim, whether I'm playing or whether I'm coaching. I want to see the club back in the Premiership. It's what everyone deserves, and that's what we want as players. We want to play against the best players in the world.
Finally, as we're starting your coaching steps as well, only small ones, you're starting it. Is management in your mind, though, eventually?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. I want to be a manager. I'd love to be a manager. I'd miss the game if I was out of it. It wouldn't be the same, so... And I think I'd pull my missus air out at home if I was moping around the place. She'd say, just go and get a job with you in football or something like that. But no, and I've got to give a lot of praise to the gaffer for that. He's given me that opportunity to start my baby steps now in the coaching role. So it's a great learning curve for me, and who better to work with in Richard Beale with the 21s. I've got a lot of respect for Bealey. We have a great relationship on and off the pitch. So it'd be great to work with him this year, and I'm looking forward to that when I need to go into it more.
Talking of baby steps, how's the family? And it is a difficult life.
Well, they're
for
not
family.
Baby steps anymore, no, mate. No, they're not them four.
But it is difficult for families when you're a footballer because you're away. Yeah. It is a difficult. It's a special sort of relationship, isn't it? Because they have to understand it.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, it's very tough when you're away from your kids. You're missing quality time with your family and that. And like you say, everyone always moans about, oh, you footballers lead these lives and that. But we don't get Christmases with our kids. We don't get when the kids break up from schools. We don't get opportunities to go away on a break with the kids. We're in training, we're working, so it's a tough role, but that's what I dedicate my life to, so I'm not going to complain about it. I love doing what I do, but yeah, you miss them moments in your lives where you miss the kids' time. But I've been lucky enough that I've made it all four births. I've seen the boys be born. I'm married to an amazing woman, so I can't complain.
Good luck for the season, Pat.
Cheers, Tom.
Top man.